Welcome to the 7 on Your Side Consumer Podcast, brought to you by ABC7's Michael Finney.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for downloading this week's podcast. I am Michael Finney. Let's jump right into things. Let's start with the Federal Trade Commission. They say they busted a free software CD scheme. Here's how it works. A company called Think All Publishing and also Manet Software offered a free CD containing computer software if you agreed to pay shipping and handling of $1.99 to $2.99. Now, this was all done on computers. It was on a website. Consumers provided their names and addresses to receive the CD, and then a credit or debit card to cover that small postage and handling, that $1.99 to $2.99. Well, when consumers signed up, they had to click on a box saying that they agreed to the terms of use. You've seen those boxes, and you've ignored them. I've ignored them. Well, the terms of use detailed the software licensing agreement, and buried in the seventh paragraph of the single-spaced document was language that contradicted the free software claim altogether. It said that consumers would be required to send back two of the four free CDs within 10 days, or they would be charged either $39 or $49. Well, the Federal Trade Commission, which is a wonderful agency, we definitely get our money's worth with the federal government. They busted these guys. They're going to have to pay $2 million and refund the money to consumers. The warning here is, look, there's very little that's free in life. And if you're going to go for a free offer online, you better check out that terms and conditions, the terms of use box. Otherwise, just, you know, go to Amazon or Egghead or somebody and just pay full price and know what you're paying and what it is you're getting. Talk about overpaying, at least for a few moments. How about this? Buy gas, bounce a check. That's what's actually happening to consumers. Here's how it works. When you drive up to a gas station and use your debit card at the pump, there's a couple of transactions that take place. First, what they do is that pump puts through a charge for maybe 1 cent or $1 to pre-authorize the fact that gas is about to be pumped so they can make sure you have money available. And then when the bank comes back, I go, yeah, he's got a buck. Then what they do is they put a block on how much money they think you could potentially pump in gasoline to make sure you have enough money to pay for all of this. Well, the problem is they used to do 25 or 50 bucks. Well, the price of gasoline is so high, we're hearing 90 bucks, 100 bucks they're blocking, even though you may only be getting $25 worth of gas, but that $100 is in effect not available to you, even though it's your money. They've blocked it. They're hanging on to it. Now, sometimes for an hour or two, but it can stretch into a couple of days. Now, you write a check, you think you have plenty of money, or you go to try to use that debit card again. This is a complaint I get. Stop and get groceries, put in 25 bucks worth. It holds much more money back than that. You go over to the local supermarket. You try to buy groceries. You swipe your debit card, and all of a sudden you look like a deadbeat. I think we're going to see some change in this. DAs and attorneys generals around the country are beginning to get a lot of complaints on this. No doubt the Federal Trade Commission is as well. But right now, be aware. When you use your debit card, now they do the same thing on credit cards. It's just you have a higher limit, or they'll lengthen your limit. They'll say you have more money even when they haven't agreed to it in the past. Anyway, so be careful on both debit and credit cards when you're charging gasoline. Just know that this is going on. Happens with hotels too, by the way, and a lot of other places. It's just with gasoline prices going up so much, that's where we're seeing the complaints. As long as we're talking about the high price of gasoline, has the high price of gasoline got you driving less? Because if it has, you could be saving some money on your car insurance. Do you know that if you drive less than 7,500 miles a year, some insurance companies 10,000 miles a year that you can get a discount, and the discount can go anywhere from like 8 to 18%. Well, it can. So if you're driving substantially less than you used to drive, you might want to check in with your insurance agent, or if you have an 800 number type of company, call up the 800 number and say, hey, I'm driving less than 7,500 miles now, and I want to change my policy. You could look at some real savings. And as long as we're talking about saving money, are you getting all the money that's actually coming to you? The IRS says a lot of retirees and disabled veterans who qualify for the economic stimulus payment, the tax rebate, have not yet filed to claim it, and that about three-quarters of that group are accounted for, but that still leaves about 5 million potential recipients remaining. And get this, more than a half million of them are in California, and more than 100,000 of them are in the Bay Area. In Alameda County alone, more than 23,000 folks that are eligible to get this tax rebate haven't asked for it. Santa Clara County, 21,000. San Francisco, 16,000. Napa, 3,000. Look, if you know someone who's elderly or disabled, you should check in with them and make sure they have received their check, or at least put in it for it. If they haven't, you might want to help them do that. Whoa, housing pain. You know, there are some areas of the market, generally neighborhood by neighborhood, that have a microclimate of house sales, and prices are actually going up. Riverside County actually has more sales and prices are going up. There are areas in San Francisco, some upscale neighborhoods, even some working class neighborhoods here in the Bay Area where prices are stabilized or beginning to go up. But that's not the truth everywhere. And the housing pain is occurring in a very interesting way. The price per square inch for a home in Sacramento dropped by about a third. Did I say square inch? I meant price per square foot. In Sacramento, dropped about a third. Same thing in San Diego, nearly a third. That, according to Radar Logic, it's a data company. And so what we're seeing is, in California, back in the 90s, when we had a housing adjustment, it took years of slow bleeding. What happened was, in about halfway through of 89, like June or July of 1989, prices stopped, and then they fell. And then they fell and fell and fell and fell and fell. And it wasn't until 1994 that prices completely stabilized, and it wasn't until 1997 that they really started coming back. Well, the prediction here is that we're going through all of this pain in about a two-year period. That rather than go from 89 to 97 before we start seeing some real adjustment ups, instead, we're going to take this two-year, maybe a three-year smack, and then everything's going to get going again. Now, that may be optimistic, but it is something to think about. And if you are in the market to buy a home, or could be, and think maybe you should be, it is time to do some serious shopping. Perhaps not buying, but I want you to really get down on the neighborhoods and homes you're interested in to see where prices are going. And if you notice month after month, they're going up, they're going up, they're going up, well, then it's going to be decision time. Do you think they're going to keep going up? If so, you need to buy. If you think, not really, they're going to drop again, then don't. But at least you'll have the information you need. No one should know more about the area where you plan to buy a home than you. And that includes real estate agents. You should know more because it's your money. So start investigating now. Hey, what is your, this cracks me up. Someone, you'll say, hey, let me email you. What's your account? And then they say something like, MichaelFinney111293@yahoo.com or at hotmail.com. Now, why do they say that? Because there's a bunch of Michael Finneys out there. There's a bunch of almost everything, every name out there. So everybody ends up with all these weird names. You know, it's like Newsboy 1257 or something because they put Newsboy and it's like, a bunch of them, Newsboy 1, Newsboy 7. So anyway, if you're stuck in that situation and would like a more mature email address, Yahoo has announced global availability of two new email domains beginning now. It's ymail.com and rocketmail.com. Check it out. Make sure it works for you. But it may be the way to go right now. That way you could just be Michael Finney at rocketmail.com or something like that. Today we're giving away free McDonald's Big Macs and a free ticket to the Contemporary Jewish Museum. Now, that museum just opened up. It's in San Francisco, and you really need to go check it out. So why not check it out for free? We've got the free ticket. And the McDonald's Big Mac, interesting here, the Big Mac is now 40 years old. To get in on these, go to abc7news.com. Click on 7 on your side. Look for the Finney's Friday Free Stuff page. Well, that's it for this week's podcast. Make sure you check out our reports. 7 on your side reports every weekday on either or both the 5 and 6 o'clock news. I can also be seen on The View from the Bay every Monday and Friday. Well, that's it. Goodbye, everybody.
For more on Michael Finney's reports or to report a consumer problem, go to abc7news.com and select 7 on your side from the quick links menu. Thank you for downloading Michael's podcast.